Hello everybody, Michael Ujoa here and welcome back to my fitness and nutrition podcast. I hope you're having a blooming brilliant day. Today's just going to be a short, sharp podcast. I get asked a lot of questions on social media and this question I'm going to tackle today seems to be the one that I get asked the most. It's pretty much, why am I not seeing results? And it can be upsetting, especially when you feel like you're exercising regularly, you're eating the right kinds of foods, but the results that you're chasing just aren't coming. So hopefully I can clear this up. If you're having this issue at the moment, hopefully I can get you heading in the right direction. So pretty much your results are going to come down to three things. It's either going to be your nutrition, your training, or your general lifestyle that are going to be causing you issues. And the one I'm going to start with is nutrition. Nutrition is going to be the main driver of weight loss. If you are not in a calorie deficit, you are not going to burn fat. You need to get your body into a calorie deficit so that it starts burning body fat as an energy source. So although it may feel like you're doing the right things, what I would recommend that you do is you track your calories using a calorie tracking app. MyFitnessPal is my go-to every time. It's used by millions of users all around the world. And so it seems to have all the foods in there. It seems to have all the regular things that everyone eats. So you know that you're not going to have any issues. But sometimes, as I said, you'll feel like you're in a calorie deficit, but there can be certain foods, even what are considered healthy foods, that you may be overeating in. So I would recommend that you track your diet using MyFitnessPal for at least a week as a minimum. And usually what happens when I start working with clients and I get them to start tracking their food in these kinds of apps is they track for a few days and they come back going, holy crap, I didn't realize that there was this many calories in a bowl of pasta, for example. I know some of you will listen to this and say, I don't want to track my diet, it seems like too much of a hassle, but I promise you, it is not too much of a hassle. If you don't know what you're putting into your body, how do you know where you are going wrong? So if you can do this for at least a week, then this will set you up and you'll be on the right track. So if you're going to be really stubborn and you're not going to track your calories, or if you feel that you've tracked your calories before and it's possibly created a bit of an unhealthy relationship with food, I'll give you a few tips now that you can implement that might help. So every time you go to eat, first of all, you want to think, where is my protein coming from? Protein is the most filling, the most satiating macronutrient. So if you make sure that every time you eat, you're thinking, right, where is this protein? It can be meat, poultry, seafood, beans and legumes, other vegan sources such as corn, tofu, or any dairy products or eggs. If you start with this, especially when you're in a calorie deficit, it's going to help in many, many ways. It's going to also prevent you from breaking down muscle mass whilst you're in a calorie deficit. And by keeping as much muscle mass as possible, you're investing in your long-term health, because this should hopefully prevent you from putting body fat back on as easily in the future. And then you want to increase your vegetable intake. Every time you sit down for a meal, you want at least two portions of vegetables with every meal that you're eating. If you can fill up most of your plate with vegetables, they are super filling and super low in calories, so you're halfway there. So make sure protein intake is up, fill up most of your plate with vegetables, and then you can start adding in other dietary fat and carbohydrate sources. And then if you start with this, you can't go too far wrong. So once you have your diet sorted, you need to start looking at your exercise. And when it comes to weight loss, the best piece of advice that I could give you is do a form of exercise that you enjoy. I could give you the world's best exercise program for your goals, but if it contains lots of exercises that you hate and exercises that you don't look forward to doing, you're not going to stick to the plan for very long at all. Whereas if you find a form of exercise which might not be the most beneficial way to lose weight, but it's a way of exercising that you enjoy and keeps you coming back for more, this is going to be far more beneficial. So find that form of exercise that you love to do and keeps you consistent for the rest of your life, not just for this period of time where you're looking to lose weight. Then you need to look at your lifestyle. Does your lifestyle reflect your goals and where you want to be with your life? It sounds pretty deep, but it's often overlooked by most coaches. A lot of people will think, okay, my diet's in place, it's looking good, my exercise is on the right track, so everything should be okay. But let's say you've got a really sedentary job, and then when you get home in the evening, you're just sitting around watching television, not doing very much at all. This is not going to help with your fitness goals. Let's say that you like to stay up really late and you get very limited sleep. This is going to impact your ability to lose weight because you're not going to feel great when you wake up. You're not going to be able to exercise very effectively. You're going to be snacking on foods that are less than favorable because you're so tired. You're going to be needing a lot of caffeine, which in turn is going to affect your sleep once again. So it can be a vicious cycle. Your lifestyle needs to reflect where you want to be with your life and what goals that you want to achieve. If you follow all of this advice, then you should see things moving in the right direction. As I said at the start, it can be really upsetting if you feel like you're doing everything right, but your results aren't coming. If you believe that you are following all of this advice and things still aren't moving in the right direction, then I would thoroughly recommend that you visit your GP because there's a possibility that there could be some underlying health conditions that are preventing you from moving forward. If you found this helpful, I would love it if you head over to iTunes and give my podcast a little review. And if you have any questions, then please just email me at info@michaelujoa.com. Thanks for listening and hope you have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.